The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes.
Country folks can survive.
Country folk can survive. A good name for a show. We picked the Trump phenomenon for the name of this show, which you're now listening. And here on April. It's April. I know it's April. And it's April 23rd, 2020. I got the last part. The first and last part I haven't memorized. It's the 23rd, folks, and we're live, in case you hadn't noticed. I'm James Kelso. And you're invited to participate at 800-313-9443 with your live calls. We had a call from Victor in India yesterday, and I ran him up against the clock and couldn't talk to him at length. Victor, if you're listening to me now, I hope you can call back. I really enjoyed your call. I could tell you were going along a logical path there that I wanted to pursue. So my apologies to you. You've got a rain check whenever you want to call in from India. And or wherever you may be, I can certainly tell you are from India. Not only did I want to talk to you about what you were talking about, the China flu, the China virus, but I wanted to talk also additionally about news out of India that I read today, which I didn't have available yesterday. A really great article from a guy, let me remember his name. His name is, I'll have it for you in just a second. But he, a brilliant article in the Times of India, I think that was where it was printed. And it, a surprising confirmation of the core of what I've been saying on this show for the entirety of the China virus ordeal, but we'll call it that. Let me just look here at my notes. No, I didn't write his name down. But I'll get it for you in just a moment here. And I think Victor would really have been fascinated with this article. And more news today. More news, all of it confirming what we've been saying. I mean, hey, hug yourself, ladies and gentlemen. What we've been saying on this show has been right, right, right. We nailed it. And every day more is coming out as to how well we nailed it. I'll give you some of the things that came out just today. All over the country and all over the world, people are publishing studies. You know, hey, left-wingers, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. And they've been wishing for lots and lots of testing, which was stupid and unnecessary. However, and very expensive, but they got it. They wished for it hard enough and they got it. But hey, the tests aren't saying what they wish they would say. Here's what the tests are saying. The tests are saying, let me go cut right to the chase. The tests are saying that a whole lot of us have already had the China virus. A whole lot of us. I would include myself. I would bet a dollar to a donut I would test positive right now. And when I say a whole lot of us, I mean numbers like in Stockholm, Sweden, 40%. In New York City, 30%, 25%. Big numbers all over the country and all over the world. So what does that mean? What is the significance of that? That many, many of us already have had the coronavirus. Okay? It means that we're hiding in our bathrooms, wearing masks, sticking towels under the door, not staying away from our own family members, just communicating on the phone, and we already have the virus. Isn't that great? We have people that already have the virus hiding and locking down their economies, basically ending their civilization to avoid catching a virus they already have. Oh my, is that stupid or what? It's bad, folks. It's real bad. I mean, this is going to get... Now, here's what the other side is going to do. They're going to come out saying, yeah, we've got all these test results that show that a third of us, 40% of us, huge percentages, okay, decisive percentages, have or have already had the short-lived coronavirus. It only lasts a few weeks. And then you're done with it. And what does that prove? What is the moral of that story? Oh, everything we've done is so good. It's been so, we were so smart. I, Deborah Birx, I, and Anthony Fauci, I, and then who had to fill in the blank for any public health bureaucrat, politically correct, following the party line as to what they're supposed to, because let me tell you, this isn't medicine, it's not science. It's activism. It's agitation and ideology. So I wouldn't include public health official. I would not put that under the category of either scientist as to what that profession, what category is that? Is that a scientist? No. Engineer? No. Mathematician? No. I wouldn't even put it down as... administrator. No. I would put it under the category of political activist. That's what a public health official is today in America. A political activist who knows how to use words pertaining to epidemiology, knows how to pronounce virology and immunology most of the time, and can use terms like the R factor and what was the other one that Deborah Birx was using? Triangulation. Ooh, triangulate this, Deborah. So but you know, that's all make believe. You know, you could do that in a night school course in a couple of weeks. You could get those terms into your head. The main thing is you're a political activist, like Fauci working for Hillary Clinton or the left, or you know, your favorite cause. And really hating Donald Trump. Now, here's some of the news that's come out. First of all, a whole lot of us have the virus, and it's spreading fast. So that very soon, the numbers as to how many of us actually have or have had the virus will be 40, 50%. Guess what, folks? That's good news. That's really good news. It means... that in spite of Fauci, in spite of Birx, in spite of the CDC, in spite of the entire American medical public health, anyway, establishment, we might achieve herd immunity, which is what they don't want us to achieve, because then we'll be done with the virus. They don't want us to be done with the virus. They love the virus. They love the lockdown. And they dream at night about the chance to vaccinate you year after year after year as the China virus comes back again and again and again. Yes, Chucky, the virus is back every year, and they've got to stick you full of holes like a pincushion to save you from the virus that they actually enabled, the virus to which... herd immunity was prevented by them. Now, so all over the world, people are now taking large samples, large tests, and, you know, pretty Pretty soon, folks, you're going to be the only one in your neighborhood who doesn't test positive for coronavirus. Now, let me say, oh, well, wait, say, oh, no, but you should be sheltering in place, and you should be social distancing and so on. I mean, Kelso, oh, if a whole lot of people have it, oh, I got to be even more careful. It's not 6 feet now, it's going to be 16 feet. And I got to wash my hands twice as much. And I got to breathe in shallower, don't breathe so much. Wear double masks. We need bigger masks, more substantial. You know, I suggested to you folks out there, you could send in pantyhose to give me a pop filter on my microphone. You know, you could use, for a more substantial mask, how about you, for a double mask, cut a bra in half and then make two cones out of it that you can attach, somehow use the elastic on the bra to make it attach, you know, if you're handy with a needle and thread or something, or just some Velcro or tape. And then you could have a double mask made from a spare bra. How about that? And I loved it. Today I saw a picture of, what's his face? Oh, God, one of these disgusting Democrats. He was talking at the podium in the House, and he had a mask on, and I thought, this is beautiful. He's an ugly SOB, you know, when he doesn't have a mask on. But he looked so much better with that mask on. I loved it. It was so funny. And who the heck was it? It's the guy who was the, you know, these are very forgettable people. Just how forgettable are they? Look, even Kelso, who talks about them all the time, I can forget their names. This is the guy who's the head of the House Judiciary Committee. Somebody help me with his name. Big, the guy who used to be really, he's been in Congress for his whole life. What's his name? That little short guy, roly-poly. So that's good news. Let me go through my notes here, because there's a bunch of good news. We got the jobless numbers in today. 4.4 million more people out of a job in America. Folks, that's mind-boggling. And the total is now 26.5 million. 26.5 million breadwinners who don't have a job. Wow. You can't do that, folks. You cannot do that. And next week it'll be another, you know, 4 or 5 million people. Then you'll be at 31 million unemployed. Then you go another week. You want to shoot for 35 million? Come on, you SOBs in our government. You can't do that to us. You can't drive our economy into the dirt. You're pile driving us into the dirt over a virus that nobody needed to do anything about. That's right. Now, more data comes out, more good news. Get this news story today out of Stockholm. The actual real epidemiologists in Stockholm, Sweden, are announcing that Stockholm is very close to having achieved herd immunity. And the general standard is if 50 or 60% of a population test positive for antibodies, that is, they've been exposed to the virus or the bug in question, herd immunity is considered to have been achieved. And the basic principle there being if you have a whole bunch of your population that's immune to the virus will be knocked out in each of those people when it's contacted. It won't replicate. That person will not be shedding virions. And so the chain of communicability of the virus will have been effectively broken, or you can call the virus then killed, at least in that population. So Stockholm, which did nothing. They didn't close the elementary schools. They specifically left the elementary schools open and the secondary schools, the junior highs, so that the children could do what they've always done for time immemorial, which is establish herd immunity in our populations. Because the little kids aren't hurt at all by the flu or the common cold. And all these coronaviruses, all these people make all this fancy BS talk about them. It's the common cold, folks. These are variations on the common cold. No, yes, it's a different strain. It's a different one. But no, they're lying to you. Say, oh, this is something totally unique. This is totally different. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Now, the schools aren't closed. The restaurants aren't closed. The people are, lovers are strolling in the parks. People are walking on the streets, driving. They're going to work at Saab and Volvo and all the other Swedish companies. Their economy's booming. It's doing fine. Well, I don't know if it's booming, but it's running normally. And they're not going to have to pay the cost of having destroyed their whole damned economy, which we now have to pay. I'm reading stories about people, because restaurants are closed, the demand for chicken eggs, which are used in what's called liquid eggs, has gone to zero. So chickens by the hundreds of thousands are being, they call it euthanized. How do they do that? They take all the chickens in a chicken operation, stick them in trailers, stick carbon dioxide gas tanks on it, carbon dioxide them, and asphyxiate them. Then they take a dumpster and take the chicken carcasses and put them in a 18-wheeler and make dog food out of it. Yeah, that's where your chickens are all going. Farmers everywhere, all kinds of crops. Pork is being euthanized. Oil wells are being shut down. Folks, you don't do this to your economy. And then those operations, there are thousands of chicken operators. They don't get paid. When their chickens are killed, they don't get paid. They don't get any eggs. They don't get any chickens. They don't get no nothing. They don't get any money. And it's usually like a husband and a wife and a small operation and a couple employees. They're out of business and they're sick of it. Even if they could restart, who the hell wants to? By the way, I haven't mentioned that, folks. One of the callers to this show called me at home, and my number is 701-317-5317. Anytime you want that number, just let me know. You can call me at home. One of the listeners to the show called me and made a very important point, which I've forgotten to relate to you. One of the huge prices we're paying for this BS lockdown, and I mean BS lockdown, pure BS, solid BS, nothing but BS, coast-to-coast BS. One of the prices we're paying is psychological, folks. After this has happened to people, who the hell wants to be an entrepreneur? Who the hell wants to work their whole life to open a business? Who the hell wants to have their wife and their kids working in a business taking decades to turn a profit just to squeak by and then have some damn government shut you down with 24 hours notice? Who the hell wants to be a capitalist or an entrepreneur or start your own business in America? You know what? Millions of people are going to say, to hell with that. I don't want to do that. I'm not even going to try. That's a huge price to pay, folks, and that's inexcusable. You screwed our American system when you did that. And most people don't even know that effect has occurred. It's already happened in their heads. They're already completely demoralized. That's another psychological. We talked about people are going to go to drugs. People are going to go to suicide. People are going to go to divorce. People are going to go to massive depression. People are going to get sick. What's the number one thing that causes sickness? What real doctors know. Real doctors. Not like Fauci and Burks. Real doctors know. Stress kills. It's stress that kills. So every kind of disease will come with this. But now here's this next one. The complete demoralization of the American spirit. And this is all BS, all this happy talk on the TV and so on. Oh, we're going to come back stronger than ever. Whoa, it's going to be so glorious. It's going to be so bitchin'. No, it isn't. People are going to say, if you can pull the plug on me with no notice, just because some... but he got a cold. Don't sign me up for entrepreneurship. Sorry. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, we're back, folks. And let me give you some more good news. I had, you know, during the break there, the reason we take breaks is not to advertise on RBN. We take breaks so that your host can like put some ice on his head, and you know, people have to hold me down. So, and they have me breathe a little bit. All right. So, here's some more good news. The president today, in his wonderful, magnificent press conference, he announced some research. He had a scientist up there at the podium, who announced research done on the effect of sunlight on the Chinese flu virus. Guess what, folks? Oh, well, it kills it. Dead. Bang. You go out in the sun, and that virus is a dead duck. Get some sunlight. Get some fresh air. Now, let's correlate that to the statistics coming out of Florida, yes, the Sunshine State, that's right, versus New York City, where people very commonly don't have any kind of tan at all. very pasty there in New York City. Now, you know, if you live in a 40-story building, you know, you don't get much time mowing the yard or playing with a dog. So now, all of these clowns like Fauci and Birx and the rest of them, they were predicting that New York was bad, but hey, you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. Wait till the New York flu gets to Florida, where all those oldsters live. And by the way, a lot of those oldsters are from New York City, millions of them. So they were saying, and Florida is significantly like 3 million plus more old people in Florida than New York State. So, you know, and they're the most susceptible population, those super old people. So, well, of course, if 10,000 people die in New York, well, it's going to be 20,000 in Florida, right? Wrong. Surprise. Very low death numbers in Florida. Those numbers are now coming out, see? Because now it's not people predicting and scaring you. Now we're looking backwards at the results. You know, when you're going forward, you can say, it's going to happen, Mr. President. 2.5 million people, they're going to die. Hey, you've got to shut down the economy, the best economy in the history of the world, in the history of the universe. You've got to shut it down right now. Lock, stock, and barrel. Shut the whole damn thing. Why? Because 2.5 million people are going to die, Mr. President. That was all bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. Pure, intentional, lying bullshit from the public health bureaucrats of America, who all need to be lined up and frog marched out of their buildings, fired, their desks emptied, and whatever pension they were supposedly entitled to, revoked. They just need to be sent home and to apply for one of these millions of jobs that they have ended out in the real world, where real people actually work for a living. Fauci, you fraud. That's what Ron Paul calls you, a fraud, a stinking fraud. Shut up, you mouse, you liar. You've got people's lives on your hands that you have destroyed. Wipe that smile off your face, Fauci, and you too, Birx. I don't care about your scarf collection. Now, so the numbers out of Florida, I'll get them for you in a second. But whatever it is in New York, it's like a tenth. It's like a tenth as much disease or death in Florida. Why? Okay, here's what we just found out. With Governor Ron DeSantis there in Florida, under his rules, his guidelines that he's using in Florida, the oldsters in Florida were out on the golf links playing golf. Maybe out on Donald Trump's course there at, what's the one there in Miami? Doral. Out at Doral in the bright, beautiful Florida sun. Out there smelling the air, breathing in the fresh air. And guess what? The virus is being killed. They breathe out, any virus that they happen to be breathing is killed. They're in the sun. Over there in left-wing Democrat Andrew Cuomo's state and communist mayor Bill de Blasio, what do they do with people instead of being out on the golf course, just sitting in a chair out in the sun, okay, or sitting on the beach? Oh, no. They put them in a dank, dark, no sunlight, no windows hospital. They pack them in. It's nice and cool in there in the hospital, which the research today released at the Trump press conference, they said that cool air promotes the virus. Warm air kills it. You ever been in a hospital, folks? It's freezing in there. Okay? What are they doing? Who runs a thermostat in a hospital? It's perfect for virus. So, it's also dry air in a hospital. And dry air promotes a virus. Moist air kills a virus. Moist, humid, hot, sunny, Florida. Our immune systems. Our number one line of defense is our immune systems. But here's some other lines of defense. Get out in the sun. Go for a walk. Don't go to the hospital. Don't call your damn social justice warrior person and say, I'm having trouble breathing. No, you're going to get intubated. You're going to go on a ventilator. And the latest statistic I heard about ventilators, 88% of people who go on ventilators, that's the end. They die. Oh, please, don't be so stupid. You know, okay, you're having trouble breathing. Get in a lawn chair. Sit on a sunny beach or golf green in Florida, and you're going to get better. At least you have a hell of a better chance. The statistics say so. That's what the statistics say for Florida. These are New York oldsters living in Florida, but they're getting sunshine. They're getting humid air, and it's warm. And they're not dying. They need a ventilator. They need a sunshine. All right. So that was good news that came out today. Let me not dwell too much on that because I'm going to... I can hear you again, engineer. Okay, yeah. What happens, folks, is I'm waving my arms around so much I keep tearing my headset out of the mixer board. All right. Now, this is the gem. Yeah, we've got enough time for the gem of the show. All right. Well, there's two gems. Oh, God, was I right on something? Just as an amateur, here from my peanut gallery position, I'll give you these two stories. One from a mathematician named, his name is Steve Cates, K-A-T-E-S. What a genius this guy is. Okay. Here's his story. This is at a website called Catalaxy Files. Who's ever heard of it? He says the actual cost of the shutdown is blank dollars per life saved. Now, I'm going to ask you to fill in the blank. This is a high-level mathematician doing complex calculations, very high-level guy, knows what he's doing. The actual cost of the shutdown is blank dollars per life saved. Now, what I'm going to go here to is I'm going to give you a clue as to how high that number is. Kelso has been saying that this whole lockdown is insane. It's nuts. It's crazy. And when you hear this number, you aren't going to have to hear anything more. This is enough right there. You could go on and on and on with how insane it is, but this one number nails it. And the second article I'm going to bring you, which is from this great author in India, he refers to this mathematician, this Australian mathematician, Steve Cates. So now give me your number. Guess your number out there. What's the cost per life saved? So the logic is this. By locking down, we're saving lives, correct? That's the rationale. We lock down. We do all these things, social distancing, blah, 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 masks. We shut down all our factories. Is blah, blah, blah. You can't travel. You can't get on a plane because we're going to save lives, right? Okay, that's not controversial. That's what our enemies, that's what they proclaim. Our enemies and our fools, okay? Our friends, people who are on our side, but they're fools because they believe the crap from our enemies, like Fauci, okay? So now are you guessing your number? What's the actual cost? I'll give you three choices. You check box A, B, or C. The actual cost per life saved, and by the way, these numbers are before the latest multi-trillion dollar subsidy package, money printing package out of the Congress. This article was written on April 9th. Okay, April 9th. Now, a lot of money has gone through the checkout stand here since April 9th. What is today? I told you a little while ago. I mean, look, it's the 23rd. So that's 14 days ago, 2 weeks. I would say this is a number as of 2 weeks ago. Now, I believe how much has been allocated for giveaways, basically money, you know, it's what, $10 trillion, $8 trillion in those 2 weeks. The number that Steve Cates gives you here, I think, might even be require that you double it to bring it up to date. And I'll let you know if Steve Cates updates his number. So I'll give you three choices per life saved as of 2 weeks ago. 100,000 dollars per life saved. $100,000. That's choice one. I'll give you four choices. $500,000 per life saved. That's pretty expensive. $500,000 to save somebody's life. Pretty expensive. $5 million. So no, we'll keep it in line here. $5,000, $500,000, or $5 million to save a life. Which one do you think it is? Oh, wait a minute. I told you I'd give you four choices. Here's another choice. $300 million. That's right. $300 million. That's the nutty, nutty price that you... Yeah, who's going to pay that? You are. Yeah, I'm looking right at you. You're going to pay that. So for the tiny number of lives saved, and I would argue with Steve Cates that no lives were saved. No lives. Zero lives were saved. And at that point, the cost becomes infinite per life saved because no life was saved. Or if, let's say, one life was saved and the whole thing cost us $20 trillion, it cost $20 trillion to save that one dude's 85-year-old life for what? 3 months? Till he dies at 86? Naturally, anyway? Of his other conditions? Do you see how nuts this is? Steve Cates calculates it on the most generous basis on the old numbers, the lower amounts of money 2 weeks ago, $300 million per person. Now, I'm reading from his article, the actual cost per life saved is $300 million. And that is an accurate estimate of the cost. And until the government provides a better one, this seems as accurate as one can work it out. Now, let's go to another article. I'm going to go to the Indian author. I don't want to skip these wonderful things that I had lined up for you. Here he is. The name of this author, and I hope Victor's listening from India. Let me look at my board. Maybe he's wanting to call in. Let me just see. Okay, no, not yet. This is an article by Sanjeev Sablock, an Indian. Sanjeev Sablock. He wrote this on April 11th. Here's the title. India has only one choice, the Swedish approach. He says this. He says, our party, he represents a political party in India, wants the best plan for India, a plan that can deal with the worst eventuality. We don't want plans that are based on daydreams. Therefore, over the past month, I have repeatedly recommended a staggered herd immunity approach based on scientific and economic analysis. He says, I'm not going to give you all the detail. First, he addresses the vaccine question. He makes the point, there's not going to be a vaccine, folks. And if there is, it's going to take years. And if it actually happens, it's not going to work except on a spotty basis. And in fact, it gets even worse. He cites scientific research that shows the reason there's, remember SARS? Remember MERS? He says the reason there's no vaccine for those is because early efforts to develop a SARS vaccine were plagued by a phenomenon known as vaccine-induced enhancement. Vaccine-induced enhancement. That's a nice euphemism, isn't it? In which recipients exhibit worse symptoms after being injected. In other words, it's not vaccine-induced enhancement. It's I got killed by my vaccine. So after they killed enough with the SARS vaccine, they were killing animals, not yet people, but it was so alarming they didn't even dare try them in people. And there are many people who, well, there you go. And he says, basically, a bad vaccine can kill far more of us than the virus itself. Okay, then he cites all kinds of evidence to that. Thus, virtually everyone who knows about coronaviruses knows that a vaccine is a moonshot. Anders Tegnell, T-E-G-N-E-L-L, who is heading the Swedish fight against this virus, is clear that the vaccine is so far off. Then he goes, I'll skip a lot here because we're running out of time. We must stop dreaming about heat making the virus disappear. It will almost certainly stay alive and kicking in some parts of the planet and spread each year with pretty much the same intensity among unprotected populations as it is currently doing. And he says, this is why my party in India supports Sweden's well-considered approach, which is a replica of what we have been long recommending. Sweden isolates its elderly and those with serious preconditions. It keeps primary schools open since the virus has virtually no effect on little children, and children are therefore the first to help their society acquire immunity. He says, and then he goes down here further, he goes, Sweden is blessed to have one of the brightest officials in the world at its helm, Anders Tegnell. Skipping. And he's making the point, there are strong early signs that Sweden is succeeding in a big way. And the announcement today is that Stockholm is very close to achieving herd immunity, which is, that's bingo. That's a grand slam home run in fighting a virus. This brilliant approach is going to help Sweden rapidly get over the peak of the pandemic with a growing wall of immune Swedes blocking the virus. In just a few weeks from now, Sweden will have defeated the virus. Sweden's economy will get a small one-off hit and then rapidly recover. While the rest of the world, listen, my children, while the rest of the world goes into deep depression and most developing country economies, particularly India's, with its worst possible policies, collapse. Most nations are behaving like ostriches with their head buried in the sand. That includes us. With febrile dreams about vaccines and treatments. They want to keep their society in suspended animation while reducing the loss of life from the virus. They are, listen to this sentence. Do I have time? Yes, I do. They are oblivious to the incomprehensible cost their society will pay for indefinite lockdowns. It's not a big cost, folks. Incomprehensible. I gave you that $300 million per life saved. And he's going to reference it in a moment. This is Sanjeev Sablok. And my hat's off to this Indian, a man of independent mind, a thinker, a guy who uses, as the president said the other day, a guy who has the brains he was born with. The president pointed at a reporter and said, you don't have the brains you were born with, buddy. This guy does. He says, oblivious to the incomprehensible cost their society will pay for indefinite lockdowns, and that's what we're in right now. Steve Cates, now here's the reference to my mathematician. Oh, excuse me, economist. Almost the same thing. Steve Cates, an economist I admire, has estimated that the cost to society of saving a life in extreme extended lockdowns could be in the range
each of $300 million each. And then here's what Sanjeev Sablok says. That why aren't more people in this country listening to this? Good luck to Western nations with that. Of course, he says in his concluding paragraphs, India can't even dream of such big numbers. India doesn't have much of a choice. By the way, 1.4 billion people. And oh, by the way, do you know how many people have died in India? I mentioned this with Victor last night. I think as of last night, the number was 626 out of 1.4 billion people. 626 alleged corona deaths. And we know this is a lot of fakery in here, so it's undoubtedly less. But you know what that works out to, ladies and gentlemen? One death per 2 million Indians. That's right. The death toll from choking on potato chips must be higher. And yes, the Indians do. One of the things they do in cooking, they boil things in oil, including potatoes. Choking on food must surpass that 1 in 2 million death mark. Dying on bicycle crashes must exceed that. Drowning in the Ganges and the Indus rivers surely exceeds that, as holy men wade into those rivers not knowing how to swim. And, you know, you keep going down the list of things. Oh, and by the way, 626 dead people. And as our show closed last night, I mentioned the fact that India shares a long common border with China. Now, yes, it's the Himalayas. Not a lot of people going back and forth across the Himalayas. But it's still a border. And in the region of Bangladesh, formerly eastern Pakistan, and formerly before that, part of the Indian Raj, British colonial days, that border is not Himalayas, so to speak. It is a little more passable. So there's a commerce between India and China. My point is this: 626 out of 1.4 billion. What? And you're going to shut down economies over that? And then he says, if it has to follow, India has to follow the Swedish approach immediately, and they aren't right now. No other approach is even remotely viable for its vast population and an economy that is already on the verge of collapse. So, and when you collapse an economy, folks, you're talking about death. You're talking about hungry people, malnourished children, untreated disease, lack of sanitation, most importantly, if you get poor enough, bad water, so depression, psychological depression, and the other kind as well, economic. So there's two great articles I wanted to bring to you. Let me go back to my notes here and see what else I wanted to bring you today. I'm proud of myself. I got those in. Let's see here. You know, all my arm waving, I may have cast my papers all over the room here. Let me see. There's something. Oh, yeah, they're on the floor. Oh. All right. Let me look for more stuff. I mentioned the 4.4 million new jobless today. Next week, there'll be another bunch of millions. And that's not going to stop. That is not going to stop until the lockdown ends. The lockdown must end when? Right now. Yesterday. Right now. Complete, total end to the lockdown in every damn state, in every city and every county. No lockdown. The economy may already be so crushed that it won't recover. And let me give you a really dark scenario. Let me really bum you out. If the crushing of this economy, remember, Donald Trump was on his way to a win on November 3rd. Only, you know, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, all of the slobs on left-wing television, like Morning Joe, Scarborough, and all the rest of them, were saying Trump's going to win. Because of this booming economy, he can't be beaten on November 3rd. If this crushed economy, if you've got, right now it's 26 million, if it goes up to 30 or 40 million people out of a job, Donald Trump's not going to win. A nation of totally unemployed people is not going to reelect him. Then let me tell you what happens when Joe Biden becomes president. You can kiss your country goodbye. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now is still the same, and the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now, realize.
We're back, folks. I'm just looking for a choice item for you from the president's press conference today, his briefing. And I'm looking for the actual audio of the president himself. Let me see if I can't find it, because he had some great lines today where he just took the left-wing media apart. He just destroyed them. But he's got to end the lockdowns. He's been hosed. You've been hosed. We've all been hosed. The lockdowns have to end right now. There isn't going to be some fabulous renaissance where we can have 40 million unemployed people. And by the way, it gets worse than that. I don't know who the SOB was who initiated this, but all those unemployed people get a $600 a week on top of their full pay. Now, there are many people who don't even make $600 a week. So they're being asked to come back to jobs and give up $600 a week. They're not going to come back. They're not required to come back. They can go all the way through July with their $600 a week bonus. If we have 40 million people unemployed, they're only 6 months between now and November 3rd. And that you can't right the ship like, you know, 2 weeks before the election. The economy, the nation, the ship must be righted and on course well before the election. We don't have enough time to do that, Mr. President. The lockdown has to end now. Screw all this. We've got to be totally safe talk. That's baloney. Life is not totally safe. And furthermore, the lockdown is the most dangerous thing you can do. It's going to kill more people. It's going to kill our economy. And it's going to elect Joe Biden. And once Joe Biden is elected, let me tell you this. If Joe Biden wins on November 3rd, the Republicans will also lose the Senate. And they will lose the House. And you and I, as patriots, will be screwed, blued, and tattooed. And we will not recover that government, ever. The Democrats, once in power, will make sure that enough election fraud, enough voter roll tampering occurs that we will end redistricting, gerrymandering, and destruction of our media also. Patriot media, stations like this one, networks like this one, bye-bye. They will find a way to shut us down if they have the Senate and the House and the presidency. And we will never win any of those back again. Your children and their children will be condemned by the screw-up we've made. Are we running out of time? I think we are. Anyway, tomorrow I'll tell you what I really think. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night in the Trump Clubhouse.
Hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.